Welcome, listeners. It's the 22nd of December. This year is really buzzing by quickly. And today we're going to take a look at Amazon. We're in our newsworthy clip section of the magazine, and we're on page 35. So if you have your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine with you, why don't you turn to it now or find it on your mobile device, and you can read along with us. And today I have two great panelists with me to discuss this article. I have
Albert
and
Steve. Hi, everybody.
And I'm Linda. And we're so happy you could all join us. Today we're taking a look at Amazon, as I said. I said that it grew up. Well, it's 20 years old this year, and so we're going to be talking about it as an adult. Do you feel like an adult, Steve?
Do I feel like an adult? Yes.
So you grew up.
I grew up. Yeah, you know, when you grow up, you have a lot of what we call growing pains, things, difficulties that you have to overcome, and I think Amazon had that same experience. I remember when Amazon came out 20 years ago, and it was a long time, I think, before it even turned a profit, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So Amazon went through some growing pains, and now it's 20 years old.
And it's doing well, flourishing, we might say. How about you, Albert?
I can't believe time has passed so fast. It's been 20 years. I am a loyal Amazon user, despite living in Taipei.
Yeah, me too. Well, for some things. You know, Amazon ships a lot of things to Taipei, and, you know, if it doesn't, then you can ship, like, for those of us from the West, we can ship it to our friends and have them bring it or bring it with them when they come to visit.
They have a lot of digital content.
Right.
Books, video.
Mm-hmm. And my Kindle.
Yeah.
Is that where you get most of your stuff?
Right.
For your
Kindle?
I get
most of it off of Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at our reading. We're going to read the left-hand column so you can follow along with us as we talk about Amazon as an adult.
Amazon as an adult. 2 decades of online shopping. Seattle-based Amazon.com's e-commerce website turned 20 years old this year. The company has grown from an idea hatched by founder and CEO Jeff Bezos to use the internet to revolutionize the book-selling business into an international everything store that has undeniably changed the way the world shops. The company seems to be on a never-ending growth trajectory. Amazon employs more than 165,000 workers worldwide, and last year brought in nearly $89 billion in revenue. Amazon commemorated the anniversary with a massive sale involving one of its most successful businesses, Amazon Prime. The company launched Prime Day on July 15th. The all-day occasion featured thousands of deals for Amazon Prime members, more deals even than on popular shopping day, Black Friday. Prime is a subscription service where members pay $99 per year to get 2-day shipping on many items at no added cost, as well as a host of other services, including instant streaming of TV shows and movies.
So we see that, as Steve said earlier, that Amazon started 20 years ago, so it's 2 decades of online shopping. I should ask you, well, Steve, I know you don't really like to shop, but do you ever shop online?
I have. I've purchased things in the past on the internet. Although I don't think I've ever used Amazon. I've had friends buy things for me, and as we said before, they were in the States, and then when they came over, they'd bring a book or something like that.
Okay.
Nothing too big.
How about you, Albert?
I feel like I've been conditioned like a puppy. Wherever I see a brown box, I get super excited because it's like, oh, it's full of goodies. It's delivered to my door. It must contain like something great. So whenever I see a brown box anywhere, I get pretty happy about it.
So you like online shopping, I take it.
Yes, I do. Something about it, it's like, it seems like a mini game where you have to search for the best price. You go through the reviews, see what's good. How about you, Linda?
You know, one of the things that we like Amazon for is because our family's in the States, and for holidays or for birthdays, we order, if we're not there, especially like for birthdays, we order everything for them to be shipped up from Amazon. So it's really, really convenient.
Yeah. As far as I know, like, the prices hardly can be beat, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you go to Amazon, you're going to get probably the best price possible.
Or matches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I remember I was just in the States a few weeks ago, and I went to what we call a brick-and-mortar store.
Mm-hmm.
It's a store made of bricks that you actually walk into. I don't know if people remember those or will remember those. And I was looking for this electronic component, and they didn't have it. And the salesman suggested that I go to Amazon to look for it.
Really?
Because they would definitely have it.
And, oh, wow.
And I think, of course, these brick-and-mortar stores are feeling the pressure from Amazon, and Amazon is becoming so popular with consumers that people hardly are getting out of their houses to shop anymore and spend money in these places. And so a lot of these stores are closing or having trouble staying afloat.
I just was reading an article about the number of stores and the kinds of stores that are closing throughout the United States. And even like big, big department stores like Macy's are closing 40 to 50 of their stores. And that's a big retail outlet. So, yeah, some of these brick-and-mortar stores are closing.
Because of Amazon.
Right.
And companies like Amazon, yeah.
And I think some people are very, very comfortable with ordering online. I know my daughter orders a lot of things online. She lives in the States now, and, you know, whatever she doesn't like, she just sends back. I myself prefer walking into a brick-and-mortar store because I'd like to look at what I'm, especially for clothing or things like that, I like to look.
Yeah, I would say clothing, you'd want to try it, make sure it fits.
Right.
And, yeah.
But I guess it's, what about you, Albert? I mean, like, she doesn't mind just getting it, trying it on, and sending it back.
I myself would prefer shopping for clothes. I feel like I just never thought or saw this side coming where, like, finding the best price is actually you're paying for the loss of these stores, which now that I think about it, it's kind of a sad thing.
I think, for myself, I just wonder if it's leading to more isolationism, you know, because that's one more thing where we don't have to leave our house,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have to go out and talk to somebody or see anybody in public. You know, there are more and more, you know, services like this are like just, we never have to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a problem in the future.
And
people
early,
staying in their houses,
yeah.
staying in their rooms, and I think we mentioned earlier that, and we'll talk about this more, Amazon and companies like it can now deliver groceries to your house. So really, if you don't have to leave your house for anything.
And earlier this month, we were talking about an article called Smarter Bedrooms, where everything is technologically designed. So, you know, everything is right there. You don't need to get out of bed, really. You can just order or even eat, according to that article. And that's another thing that's developing into isolationism, you know, working from your home, just staying there, ordering everything. I think we as a people as a whole really need to be careful.
Yeah, I think we're built to be in community, right?
I totally agree with
yeah.
that. Well, let's take a look at the article. So, Albert, what do you think about this first paragraph?
Well, I know that from like all the articles and news clips I've been reading about, Jeff Bezos is a CEO that's kind of ruthless. He doesn't mind spending money. He doesn't mind being in the red, what in the business terms we call like not turning a profit. He's very aggressive, trying to expand, so he can get the best prices for all his customers.
Okay, so we see that he's done that, and he started it out. Well, Amazon started out as a book-selling business, okay? And now, as it says here, and as Steve alluded to earlier, it's an international everything store.
Oh, man. What can't you buy
right.
on Amazon? Oh, we have a friend who works for Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he said you can't buy guns and human bodies, but everything else...
animals.
Well, that's kind of a good sign.
Yes, so far.
I mean, but pretty much the sky is the limit. If you can think of it, you can probably buy it on Amazon.
I totally agree, and I think that this is really true. It says that it's undeniably changed the way the world shops, and that is true. And undeniable just means that it's obvious, and you can't say it is not happening, or it's undeniable. So it seems that the company is on a never-ending growth trajectory. It means to shoot into the sky, so or to take off. So it seems like it's just going and going and going. And with its 165,000 workers all over the world, it had last year, okay, it had a revenue of $89 billion. And a revenue is regular monthly, I guess we could say monthly, but regular income that a person or a company makes.
Yeah, it's profit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see that it commemorated its anniversary. What does commemorate mean here?
To remember or to honor or to celebrate. And so Amazon is celebrating its anniversary, its birthday, with some sales. And I kind of like what Albert said earlier. I'm reminded of that. Jeff Bezos being a ruthless businessman, the goal of companies is to grow and to create more profit. And it seems like Amazon is on this trajectory. It's like a rocket going into the air, and it's just climbing and climbing and climbing. And I wonder if it will ever stop. And some people must be wondering, will it slow down, or will the rocket fall out of the sky? It just seems to get bigger and bigger. And one thing that they're doing to celebrate their success is to commemorate the 20th anniversary.
Right, and as you said, it was with a massive sale, and massive just means huge. So anything that you can imagine and was for sale, and it involved Amazon Prime. And Albert, I know you are a huge fan of Amazon Prime.
I feel like this is almost ridiculous because Amazon has basically created their own holiday. In the States, we have this other shopping. It's like a big bonanza. It's a big day called Black Friday. It's usually the day after Thanksgiving. And I've been to Black Friday myself, which is people would, like, after eating a great meal with their families, they would actually leave the house instead of spending time with their families, maybe around 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night. And they'll go to the stores and get in line until 6 a.m. when the stores open so they could be the first ones in to catch those, like, really good deals on TVs like, all these other gear. And now Amazon was like, well, you know what? We're so big and we're everywhere. We're going to just make our own holiday. And we call it Prime Day. And it's going to be on July 15th.
Okay. So they started this year to celebrate their 20th anniversary. And I like Albert's description of Black Friday.
Linda, have you ever done that?
No, because I've been here.
Yeah. Black Friday, what is that, 10, 15 years old?
Yeah, something like
that. Started in the year 2000, I believe. And the term comes from, usually, historically, stores operated from January to November. They operated in the red. And
this is in the States now.
In the States, yes. And near November, that's when they start turning a profit due to the Christmas shopping season.
I see.
And
okay.
Black Friday starts that.
Right. It's the beginning of the holiday season.
Shopping, yes.
The day before with Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And they also call it, we also have now Cyber Monday. That just started a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Right.
And it's for all the electronic merchants. So the internet, the stores online, they want to get in on this shopping frenzy.
Right, right.
So if you don't want to stand in line on Black Friday, then you can shop online on Cyber Monday.
Oh, it's not only do you stand in line, but people rush forward like a mob. People get hurt. It's very sad sometimes. People get trampled when the stores
someone
open.
Someone died last year, didn't they?
Oh, always.
Because
each year someone's getting injured or someone passes away because of it.
Yeah.
I remember my son graduated and moved back to the States in the year 2000. And he went to some friend's house for Thanksgiving, and they went to Black Friday sale. I mean, he'd never seen anything like it before because he grew up here, so he was, like, writing to me about all the deals he got.
Did he lose an arm?
No, he's still fully intact.
Okay, good.
Thankfully. I think if you haven't experienced it, it's probably pretty fun, but, yeah, you have to be careful. People are crazy sometimes when it comes to shopping.
Just to save a few dollars, it's just mob mentality. I don't think I would ever do it again.
So we see that you don't have to, actually. You can use Amazon Prime.
That's right.
Okay, so why don't you tell us, Albert, what is Prime?
Prime is, just as the article said, it's a membership for a club, almost, where you get advantages or exclusives. You get sales. You get two-day free shipping on a lot of items. And you also get access to, they have a huge library of movies, TV shows, and books that you can rent and view.
Okay. Yeah, we have Amazon Prime also primarily for streaming because there are like some movies on there you can't get elsewhere that, yeah, they're good. So it's one of the benefits. And when it says that Prime is a subscription service, okay, as Albert said, it's a membership service, so you have to buy. You have to buy to be a member. And it's $99 a year. So there are a lot of, whenever I look at it, it always says, are you a Prime member? And it seems like there are a lot of services you can get with that.
Yeah, a lot of perks. And a lot of people believe that the $100 that they spend is worth it.
Right.
For all the perks they get.
It's so interesting to me because, you know, shipping, this two-day free shipping, or two-day shipping at no added cost is like a big deal to people.
I feel like it's maybe because with cell phones, now we're conditioned to be a little bit impatient. So two-day shipping sounds, oh, magical.
Yeah, we're such an instant society.
Yeah. I remember growing up waiting 2 weeks or 3 weeks for things that I ordered through the mail.
Yes.
Right?
And that was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we were excited when it got there. We weren't like, where is it, where is it, where is it? Okay, well, let's take a look now at our second column, the right-hand column on page 35, and let's read that right now.
Amazon has expanded Prime's offerings over the years, offering same-day delivery in 14 cities, music streaming, and some free Kindle book rentals. Prime brings Amazon roughly $4 billion annually just from subscription fees, according to analyst estimates of member spending, and about 40 million Prime members exist in the U.S. Added to that is the extra money Prime members spend, which is about 2.5 times as much as non-members, according to Consumer Intelligence Research Partners. It's absolutely core to our retail business, Amazon Vice President Greg Greeley said earlier this year. Amazon is working on ways Prime could soon save customers even more time. A Forbes report suggests the company is beginning to scan backyards for its newest technology, delivery by drones.
So not only does Prime offer two-day shipping and, you know, instant streaming of movies and shows, now it also offers same-day delivery in 14 cities. I'm sure that this is going to be expanding. I don't think they're going to just stick with 14 cities, do you?
No. If it's successful, they'll grow it for sure. I wonder, though, are there any deals or any perks for non-members, for non-Prime members for this 20-year celebration? How about the rest of the regular guys like me?
You get to order.
What do I get for this celebration?
Well, I feel like this is what they want to push you towards. They want to make it so, like, it's exclusive, it's great, sign up for it. They get $4 billion annually just from the subscription fees. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And people obviously really want to belong because, you know, we are a very impatient society.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both societies that we live in the States and also in Asia, you know, we're just as impatient here as we are in the States. People are in the States. And I didn't realize that you got some free Kindle book rentals. I'm going to have to check that out.
Now that I think about it, I feel like this Prime membership, it makes you spend even more. You're like, I have this membership, right? I better take advantage
of it.
Yes.
We all think that way, don't we?
Yeah. It's like when I go to a buffet. You pay one price, but you pack it in and you make yourself sick because you want to get your money's worth.
That's why Doris always likes to take you to buffets.
Oh.
She's like, let's take Steve. He gets his money's worth.
Oh, man. I need more self-control.
Okay, that's a good point. That's what Albert was saying. People are not having self-control when it comes to Amazon Prime.
It's so easy to click your mouse button, right?
Yeah.
Just point and click and instant gratification.
And you're not seeing the money leaving your wallet, physically leaving your wallet. It's just all electronic.
Right. And also, you know, you have to be careful on a Kindle for those people who don't have one. They, like on mine, because it's 3G, you just click the whisper thing and you've got it. And you have, even if you're scanning through books and you click the wrong thing, you've ordered it.
Oh, wow.
So you really have to watch it.
Oh, wow. So it's like instant delivery of a book.
Right.
Electronic book.
Right.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, but you do have to, like, I'm always like, okay, I can't click any buttons here. Like,
most times, watch it. They'll have a little window that says, do you want this? And confirm after you click yes.
No.
Oh, Steve.
It's called WhisperNet service, and you click it and you've got it.
They also have a service called One Click to Buy.
Right.
So it streamlines everything. You don't have to have a checkout window.
Oh, no.
Your credit card's already automatically registered.
That's evil.
Or convenient.
I'm so paranoid. I'm always like, okay, have I clicked it yet? Okay, I want to look at everything.
No,
carefully.
You got to have that confirmation window. I don't want to mistakenly buy something I don't want.
It's in your cart, and once you click it, okay, you've got it.
Yeah.
So we see that an analyst estimates that the member spending, about 40 million prime members exist in the States.
They spend as much as up to 2.5 times as non-Prime members.
There
so
you go. That's why you don't get any perks, Steve.
No perks for me.
No perks for you. But he has more money in the bank.
That's true. I think one of the things I also admire about Amazon is that their customer service is really quite good. I mean, something that we ordered for a present was we just didn't get it. It was sent to my son.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was telling our friend, he happened to be visiting Taiwan that works for Amazon, and his question to me was, what was the turnaround time? Did they replace it right away? And they did. I mean, my son called and said, I never got this, and they sent another one without question.
Oh, wow.
And then the other one came later, and they're not expecting you to return it.
Oh, wow.
I was like, really? It's very, very interesting. So they're also very concerned about, you know, customer service as well. And here, the vice president says that Amazon Prime is core to their retail business.
I would say so.
Yeah, I totally agree.
With $40 billion just in membership fees every year. That's pretty core.
Well, also, Albert, you have a Prime membership, right?
Yes, I do.
And do you see money leaving your pocket on a regular basis?
Thankfully, because I'm in Taipei, it's not leaving as fast.
Now, you said earlier, are you able to share a membership?
Oh, I don't think they like it. They frown upon it. Maybe it's not like, they like endorse it openly.
Yeah.
But I feel like they don't mind because everyone just spends more, 2.5 times more. So
yeah.
I think they're okay with it. Maybe that's why they're so generous with their customer service. They rather make you happy and lock in that loyalty.
Right. And also there's no guarantee that the other what you ordered that didn't arrive is going to arrive in the future either. You know, you don't know where it's going.
I wonder, I'm really not into on this. Are there any competitors to Amazon on the horizon that we could see?
I haven't seen any.
I feel like the regular brick and mortar stores that you mentioned earlier, they haven't been able to change or adapt fast enough. Amazon, with their ruthless CEO, just snatched up everything.
Yeah.
But, I think it really does depend on what you're ordering. You know, like, do you order clothes from Amazon?
No.
Yeah. I don't either. Or those kind of things. I mean, mostly we order, like, electronic things or books or something like that.
And grocery in the near future.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, my dad just... he's remodeling the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and he needed a new bathroom sink. So I think this is what a lot of people do. They'll go to the brick-and-mortar store, and look around, see what they like, and write down the serial number. He got a price from the brick-and-mortar store and for the sink. It was $200 or $300 more by ordering it from the brick and mortar store than going through Amazon. He got the same sink.
Really?
From Amazon, and he saved $200 to $300.
Oh, wow.
So that's a no-brainer, right? How can you compete against that?
Yeah, you can't.
I would be, as a brick and mortar store owner, I would feel really ripped off. I'm like a display store for Amazon.
Yeah. And I think they know that.
Yeah.
And I think this other story that I mentioned earlier about going into this electronics store, they're very upfront about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like this tidal wave. They can't swim against it. And so they're just like, yeah, check out Amazon. I'm sure they have it. And
yeah.
It's a little sad.
Yeah, and we also see that Amazon's locking in their future by delivery by drones, apparently.
That is a whole new future. But that's a whole new subject, too. So hopefully we will be discussing drones in the future, and we'll find out the pros and cons of using them. We can see that Amazon is on the cutting edge, the forefront of business development in a lot of different areas. But we need to save that for another day. So today we thank you all for joining us. Bye for now.